Now, as you've heard in the news, bomb disposal experts have been called to a street in Mappoli after chemicals were discovered at a flat this morning. Nearby homes are being evacuated. And Verity Cowley is at the scene. Hi, Verity.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, where are you and what can you see at the moment?
Yeah, I'm stood on Plains Road, you'll know it, up through Mappoli Top, just past the shops. Now, actually, there's a police cordon in place just as you go through the shops. They're directing traffic down the main road there. That's if I look in front. Now, if I turn around and really, if you could paint the picture of this, there are blue lights kind of flashing everywhere. Looking down the street itself, normally a very busy street, is completely taped off. I can see a couple of high visibility jackets over in the distance. That's just beyond the police tape. There's been quite a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. The house in question is on Central Avenue. It's a little road that's just off Plains Road. I can't actually see the house, but there has been kind of a lot of activity in the last few minutes or so. An ambulance arrived and has since left. It arrived with its blue flashing lights off, but left in less speed. There were two bomb disposal vans here earlier on, two RAF bomb disposal vans. One of those left through the cordon. The other, we believe, is by the side of the house, which, as I said, is off the main road, and we can't see it. Similarly, there was a police van here, and that has literally gone in the last few minutes. So we're not entirely sure what's happening. There does seem to be a lot of movement. There's no knowing as to what that might mean.
What have the police said so far?
Well, the police so far have told us that they found the chemicals while carrying out a planned search warrant of a property on Central Avenue here. As we know, experts have been called in to examine the substances. We don't know what the substances are at this moment. The cordon is in place. It's about 100 metres or so away from the house itself. Now, police on the scene all but half an hour ago told me that this was a real threat and it isn't a hoax.
And the local people obviously will be pretty interested in events today. It's not a normal afternoon in Mappoli. What have they said?
Yeah, it's certainly not a normal afternoon in Mappoli. There's been a few people kind of gathering, trying to get some information as to what's going on. But as we're discovering, the information is quite sparse, really. People have been slowly gathering around the cordon, trying to figure out what's going on. People are shocked, I think, is the main thing. Not in Mappoli, a lot of people are saying, or they didn't expect it to happen in Mappoli. We spoke to an Ian Scott. Now, he lives on one of the roads close to Central Avenue. He and his family, his wife and his small child, were evacuated from their property in the last half an hour.
We're still at our house at the moment, which is quite close to the area that's, you know, where the trouble is. And we're just getting the stuff ready. We've got a little laddie, so we're getting everything ready to evacuate now. They didn't go into any details. They just said you get a lot of evacuations where it's not really a serious thing, it's just a precaution. In our case, it's very serious, and you need to be gone as quick as you can, really. Well, they said the Richard Herod Centre's available, but we're going to go to my brother-in-law's house. They've said it could be a couple of hours, or it could be into the evening. They don't know. We're supposed to follow it on Twitter.
Resident Ian Scott there. Now, Verity, just finally, a school has been evacuated, we understand, as well.
Yeah, that's right. There's a local primary school that's on the same road as Central Avenue, backs onto the Mappoli golf course, if you know the area at all. Now, the children from that school have been taken to the Nuffield Social Club. It's quite far away from where we are at the moment. Well, I say quite far away. It's a short drive away. So all the children have been taken there. A lot of the residents have been advised, as you heard from Ian there, to go to a local leisure centre or to find somewhere to stay, and they have been told to pack an overnight bag.
Verity Cowley, many thanks for now. The BBC's Verity Cowley up Mappoli Top there for you live, and we will keep you up to date with events as they unfold. The next update for you at 2.
Your Breakfast Show on BBC Radio Nottingham.
She's a Golden Globe winner. She's been in Hollywood movies like Castaway and The Madness of King George. And this week she's in Nottingham. You'll hear from Amanda Donohoe at breakfast tomorrow. Also, ever wondered how clean your mobile phone is? A new study shows there's a scary number of phones that have traces of unmentionables on them.
Tomorrow at breakfast, Andy Whittaker.
BBC Radio Nottingham.
Speak for yourself.